10 light-years away, Gag Halfront jacked up his smile by several notches. As he watched the picture on his vision screen relayed across the sub-ether from the bridge of the Vogon ship, he saw the final shreds of the Heart of Gold's force shield ripped away and the ship itself vanish in a puff of smoke. Good, he thought. The end of the last stray survivors of the demolition he had ordered on the planet Earth, he thought. The final end of this dangerous to the psychiatric profession and subversive also to the psychiatric profession experiment to find the question to the ultimate question of life, the universe and everything, he thought. There would be some celebration with his fellows tonight, and in the morning they would meet again their unhappy, bewildered and highly profitable patients, secure in the knowledge that the meaning of life would not now be, once and for all, well and truly sorted out, he thought. Family's always embarrassing, isn't it? Said Ford to Zaphod as the smoke began to clear. He paused. He looked about. Where's Zaphod? He said. Arthur and Trillian looked about blankly. They were pale and shaken and didn't know where Zaphod was. Marvin? Said Ford. Where's Zaphod? Where's Marvin? The robot's corner was empty. The ship was utterly silent. It lay in thick, black space. Occasionally it rocked and swayed. Every instrument was dead. Every vision screen was dead. They consulted the computer. It said, I regret I have been temporarily closed to all communication. Meanwhile, here is some light music. They turned off the light music. They searched every corner of the ship in increasing bewilderment and alarm. Everywhere was dead and silent. Nowhere was there any trace of Zaphod or of Marvin. One of the last areas they checked was the small bay in which the neutromatic machine was located. On the delivery plate of the neutromatic drink synthesizer was a small tray, on which sat three bone china cups and saucers, a bone china jug of milk, a silver teapot full of the best tea Arthur had ever tasted, and a small printed note saying, Wait. Ursa Minor Beta is, some say, one of the most appalling places in the known universe. Although it is excruciatingly rich, horrifyingly sunny and more full of wonderfully exciting people than a pomegranate is of pips, it can hardly be insignificant that when a recent edition of Playbeing magazine headlined an article with the words, When you are tired of Ursa Minor Beta, you are tired of life, the suicide rate there quadrupled overnight. Not that there are any nights on Ursa Minor Beta. It is a West Zone planet, which by an inexplicable and somewhat suspicious freak of topography, consists almost entirely of subtropical coastline. By an equally suspicious freak of temporal relastatics, it is nearly always Saturday afternoon just before the beach bars close. There is only one city on Ursa Minor Beta, and that is only called a city because the swimming pools are slightly thicker on the ground there than elsewhere. If you approach Light City by air, and there is no other way of approaching it, no roads, no port facilities, if you don't fly, they don't want to see you in Light City, you will see why it has this name. Here, the sun shines brightest of all, glittering on the swimming pools, shimmering on the white palm-lined boulevards, glistening on the healthy bronzed specks moving up and down them, gleaming off the villas and hazy air pads, the beach bars and so on. Most particularly, it shines on a building, a tall, beautiful building consisting of two 30-story white towers connected by a bridge halfway up their length. The building is the home of a book, and was built here on the proceeds of an extraordinary copyright lawsuit fought between the book's editors and a breakfast cereal company. The book is a guidebook, a travel book. It is one of the most remarkable, certainly the most successful books ever to come out of the great publishing corporations of Ursa Minor. More popular than Life Begins at 550? Better selling than The Big Bang Theory, A Personal View, by Eccentrica Gallambits, the triple-breasted whore of Eroticon 6? And more controversial than Ulon Kalufid's latest blockbusting title, Everything You Never Wanted to Know About Sex, But Have Been Forced to Find Out? It is, of course, that invaluable companion for all those who want to see the marvels of the known universe for less than 30 Altarian dollars a day, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.